Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast, where you learn to communicate like the world's most successful leaders. Now, here are your hosts, TK Stratton and Chad Kirby. What can you accomplish when you quit letting age hold you back? That's the subject of today's Speak and Get What You Want podcast, here with the great Jacob Yearling. Jacob, how are you, my friend?
Good, Chad. How's it going today?
It's going fantastic. And I appreciate you spending some time with us today because you've accomplished a lot at a young age. And I share that not so that someone listening, sitting there in their 40s, 50s, 60s, thinking to themselves, wait a second, Jacob's done all this in his 20s. But what I want everyone to really hear as we spend some time with Jacob today is, regardless of what age you are, now is the time that you can go and get what you want. And Jacob, for you, it started at a pretty young age. I think you were 22 years old when you entered the real estate world.
Yeah, that's when I first started. I was 22. That was back in, back in 2019.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What gave you the courage to go and jump into the real estate world when, you know, you perhaps didn't know a ton about it, but yet knew you wanted to go be successful in it?
Yeah, good question. So I think growing up, really, I think it led me to this point when I was 22 to jump in and get started. Hmm. But growing up, like naturally, I was very timid and shy and still have those parts of me that are naturally timid and shy. But having challenges in my youth that I had to kind of build resilience and go through. And then when I was 20, going on a 2-year mission for my church, really forced me outside of my like just natural way of life. Like I had to do things that were really uncomfortable and be put in situations where I had to learn how to gain more confidence. And I had specific people that were brought into my life too, that I feel like really helped me with that and really helped me overcome some of these fears, some of these inadequacies that I was facing, to be able to have the courage to kind of step in and be willing to try something new, be willing to try something that's outside of my comfort zone.
Well, and you and I have had conversations previous to this podcast where you shared with me some of those challenges you faced when you were young that you were able to overcome and really position yourself for even greater success. So how did you really have the desire, or what was it within you that said, okay, I'm not going to live here in this defeat. I'm not going to live here in this failure or this challenge. I'm actually going to learn from it and move forward? Because so many people, Jacob, they face opposition and think to themselves, well, I guess this is just life. You know, life is meant to be terrible. But you said, no, I'm not going to live here. I'm not going to continue to stay in this victim mentality, but I'm going to learn from it and move forward and achieve great success. What was it within you that did that?
Yeah, I think I'd attribute it most to really learning and developing some certain habits and mindsets that helped me to go forward and to learn from challenges, to learn from failures, and to learn from rejection. And I attribute a lot of that to setting time each day to develop spiritually. I think that's been a huge aspect of my life that's been foundational in helping me develop in ways that I really needed to develop in more confidence, to develop and just have more inner peace. And not only that, but having this a part of my daily life and building in those habits daily to grow spiritually has brought in opportunities and has brought in people and mentors in my life that have been able to guide me and help me as I've been willing to go and act and like take those steps initially to dive in and do things in real estate, do things in business, do things at university, and overcome some of these fears, some of these uncomfortable experiences that have really brought good things in my life.
I love that. You know, really, really pausing to become comfortable and confident in who you are, even though, and not believing that, you know, your situation, your circumstances, your challenges, or even your failures were who you were, but you pause to realize that, you know, you're bigger than this, you're important than this, and take that confidence to move forward. And then utilizing that to where it changed the way that you communicated, the way you showed up, the way that you present yourself to the world. Because at the end of the day, you know, we talk a lot about speak and get what you want. But what's critical, Jacob, is understanding that you're always speaking. You're always communicating. So the fact that you had to pause every day to remember who you are as a child of God, as and connect spiritually, it enabled you to have the confidence to approach the day and really make Jacob happen to the day rather than the day happen to Jacob.
Yeah, 100%. I think you said that perfectly, right? Because I think sometimes in life, it's easy, like if we wake up and we don't have these good routines that ground ourselves, it's easy to just let life happen to us or let things happen to us without being motivated to build some momentum and to build some action steps in our life that actually bring us like positive outcomes that we want in our day-to-day.
Yeah, and it's crazy how we sit back and let life dictate to us what it should look like, right? And so, and going back to your example, personally, so many people would sit back and go, okay, life says you can't buy property in your early 20s. Life says you can't be involved in real estate until you know and have done certain things. But you've said, no, I'm not going to take that. I'm going to go change that. So talk to us about the first time you purchased a property and what that was like for you emotionally and how it just, how you gained the confidence to go ahead and move forward with that.
Yeah, totally. It was scary. Like back in 2019 was when I got my first deal, and I was working for 4 months before I had any sort of paycheck. And to start at the beginning of that 4 months back in 2019, when I first started, I was initially working for my parents. I was working for my dad, and he is in real estate. And so there came a point, I think it was only maybe a week or two in, where I was like, I want to be involved. Like, I want to be a partner. I want to split profits on deals. And so I asked him if I could do that, if I could be a partner and if we could go 50-50. And he was more than happy to be willing to let me have that opportunity. And he was probably my first mentor in real estate. He really helped me to get started. And the way that he mentored me was really, really helpful, because he was very hands off. He just let me go and take the reins and go forward and just learn and navigate a totally new situation for me. And when I came across roadblocks, he'd be there to help and mentor and guide me. But going through that first deal, like I said, yeah, it took probably 4 months of just working, not getting paid at all, to then finally having something happen to where my first deal, I was able to find a mobile home and made connections with a bunch of sellers that were across the United States, and connect them all together. They were family members. I had to connect them all together to be able to put together this deal. And I think a lot of that process was just being, you know, my dad had taught me and mentored me a lot about putting together deals. And a lot of the things he mentioned was just to just listen, like just to listen to people and ask the right questions. And that's what I did. I just made it simple. I was just very direct in negotiating. And I just listened to whatever that seller was telling me. And my first deal that I did, we made about 35 to 40,000, and it was a huge success that really like made me see, wow, like, okay, I didn't get paid at all for 4 months, but there's great potential here and it can really pay off. And so, that helped me build the confidence to keep going and to, you know, to face the rejection and to face the time that you go of getting a lot of no's, but then being able to come to a point where you're able to see some success and have someone tell you yes.
Oh, I love that. And Jacob, you shared a lot of great content there. And I just want to emphasize a couple things you said. First of all, you mentioned that it was your dad that you first started business with, right? And some people listening to the podcast will be like, well, Chad, it was his dad. So he kind of, you know, he had an in with it. But I would say that it's even harder because it's your dad, right? Because it's like, look, you're my son. I'm the dad. This is how it goes. But you had the courage to go and declare, this is what I want it to look like. This is what I want. And so many people just sit back and they're so worried about making that declaration. You know, it's my dad, I'm the son, this is how I do it. No, you know, and regardless of whether it's your dad or it's your boss or it's a partner or whoever it might be, you go and declare it and say, okay, this is what I want it to look like. And then the second thing that you mentioned there is that you really listen to people. You're like, my dad told me that the best way to get the deal done is just by listening to people. And then as you listen to people, Jacob, you said this, and this is something that everybody who's trying to get what they want needs to really hear. You said, I made it very simple for them to do business with us. And Jacob, the confused mind does nothing, right? And so you made it very simple for people to want to engage, to want to do business. And then the last thing you shared, or one of the last things you said, I was just very direct. And you were able to be direct because you listened. And so as I'm hearing you break that down and think about listening, making it simple, and being very direct, That's how you speak and get what you want. And I'm sure you've used that recipe now over and over and over again in your real estate world.
Yeah, 100%. And I think the more that, you know, the more that you can just get people talking about themselves, and that's what I've noticed in a lot of these deals, is that's how you're able to gain trust. That's how you're able to build a relationship. And so if you're talking the most in the conversation over the phone call, or if you're meeting with them in person, that may not be the best situation. But if they're talking a lot, you just really get the chance to listen and to see what they need, what they want.
Right.
And then it's a lot easier to negotiate and a lot easier to put something together.
And it's one of those things, Jacob. Everyone knows that everyone's favorite subject's themselves, right? And when we share that, people are like, yes, Chad, we get it. Everyone's favorite subject's themselves. Get the other person talking. Yes, yes, I totally get it. But it is, Jacob, it's hard to do. You really have to discipline yourself to do it, because we want to so quickly jump in and talk about ourselves. So what's allowed you to have the discipline to really do that?
I think just wanting to be naturally curious about others and to get to know them. I find it fascinating to be able to learn about people and to be able to know more about them. And so I think to have the discipline for that has come quite naturally for me, which I guess maybe I've been lucky for that purpose. But I think just being able to want to know and build a relationship with people has caused me to just have that discipline there to be able to be curious.
Right. And I found, and nothing against extroverts, But I have found that introverts naturally, they don't want to talk necessarily as much. And so they are good at, you know, asking those questions and letting people talk about themselves. So your shyness as a kid actually has translated into great success for you as an adult.
Yeah, no, that's a good way to put it. I'm definitely more, I would say I kind of fit in between extroverted and introverted, but my introverted side of me tends to help me have that discipline more.
I love that. Now let me ask you this. You're incredibly successful in the real estate world, in the business world, but every summer you take time off and you go and serve people. So why is it that you're willing, and this summer you had mentioned to me before we start chatting that you were going to spend a month in Africa?
Yeah, that's right. So yeah, this summer I'm going to Malawi and Kenya. And I've just made it a point the last 5 years. I got involved with an organization called Humanitarian Experience, and I've had the chance to take groups of youth abroad to these different places, and the youth, they have the chance to disconnect completely from their phones and just connect with the culture there, connect with the people and those in our group that they serve. And it's been such a meaningful part in my life. I think just because of my upbringing as a youth, me facing a lot of challenges, I've really sought to give back and help other youth as much as I can, to help be a guide to them. And it's just been a really fulfilling part of my life that every single year when it comes around, I take the time to do it. And, you know, it can be a little tricky for sure. Each year it is a little hard to take the time off, because usually the summer months is the critical time for me in my business where I'm trying to put together a deal. And so it can be a little bit of a sacrifice, but for whatever reason, it's always worked out to where I've taken the time off to go and do that, and to go and help in whatever way I can with these youth. And it's really helped. It's really helped me in my business. It's helped me stay more focused and gain more clarity on things, and just like free up the space in my mind. And so it's been a blessing in the sense to be able to help the rising generation and to be able to be a mentor. As I've been so lucky to have mentors in my life. But then it's also helped me in my business as well.
And how so though? But because Jacob, you're leaving your business for a month and you're going to serve in Africa. How is that helping you become better at business when serving, you're not getting a paycheck there? I mean, you may be getting paid, you know, some for expenses and stuff, but you're basically stopping your business for a month. How is that financially beneficial?
Yeah, I think for me, most of all, it helps me. Like, maybe I'm not most naturally inclined to just go and give my time freely and go and spend my time being completely consumed on others. But when I do, I don't know. I just think that it gives me a little refresh and recharge, and helps me still to achieve the goals that I have each year. This year, yeah, I mean, for the past 3 years, I got into like the rental business 3 years ago. So I did a couple of years with my dad and my parents. I partnered with them. And then the last 3 years, I started a rental business. And each year I've had goals to accomplish. And each year I've done these summer trips and stepped away and made it a priority to focus on youth and to help them too. And each year so far, I've been able to meet my goal. And
that's awesome.
And so this year we'll see how it goes, but I'm hoping to still meet my goals this year, and work around that and still make an opportunity, still have, you know, the chance to do these trips.
That's incredible, Jacob, that you're saying, you know what, these are my goals and I know you, they're ambitious goals. I'm going to crush these goals, but as part of it, I'm still going to pause and I'm going to serve other people. And that's huge. Something that for me, serving others, helping other people, that's in large part a big purpose or a big portion of why we're here even on earth, you know, to go uplift and serve other people. And so I think that's phenomenal that you have been able to maintain focus. And you mentioned earlier that it also grounds you and allows you to really have the clarity you need to go be successful. And so I think service in general is one of the most underappreciated ways to really progress in life. You know, we think to ourselves, I don't have time to go serve. I don't have time to go help people out. And here you are telling everyone, I take basically 10% of my year off. Now, I'm sure there's other service you do when you're home, but you're talking about taking, in essence, 10% of your year off to go serve other people and then be, you know, have the results that are really unmatched because of your service. That's a phenomenal reminder.
Thanks, Chad. Yeah, it's always worked out. So it's been a blessing. It's been a real blessing in the aspect of being able to fulfill something that I feel like I've been called to, and I feel like it's one of my missions to really help the rising generation, to help youth, but then to also still have a business and still be able to provide income and provide for myself. It's just been a real blessing.
Well, and you know, we just have a few minutes left, Jacob, but there's one thing that you've touched on throughout this entire experience. I want everyone to really listen closely to this, regardless of your age, one of the greatest things that you can do beyond service that Jacob's already touched on is to really, and Jacob has alluded to it along the entire podcast, is having mentors to really help you get where you need to be. And so as we wrap up, Jacob, just share with us real quickly, how have mentors assisted you in getting where you need to be?
Yeah, I think mentors have been like a critical part in my life, because at a young age, especially, like, you just don't know so much. Mm. And there's so much that I'm learning and still learning, and I rely on mentors still. And yeah, as far as how critical mentors have been in my life, it's been up there on the top thing of just them being able to help guide me navigate through challenges and do things that I probably wouldn't have been able to do had I not had their advice and their guidance. And so, yeah, ever since, I would say, 6 years ago, I've had quite a number of mentors fall into my life, and they've been so helpful in staying true to like life priorities and life values, as well as growing in my real estate business. And so there have been a few of them that have really helped me push beyond some of my own limitations.
I love that, Jacob. And it's such a great reminder for all of us, because I have them as well. And it's not age specific. You could have people that are older than you mentor you, people that are younger than you mentor you, because everybody's received different experience. Everyone's had different experiences. And so you can really learn from a lot of different individuals that can really mentor you and guide you along the path. I love that emphasis of, and so for, as I'm listening, Jacob, if you learn how to listen, you learn how to serve, and you learn how to find the right mentors, regardless of your age, you can go and have tremendous success.
Yeah, 100%. I think those have been those yeah, a few things that you have mentioned have been really transformative in me being able to accomplish things that I've been able to set my mind to, and really things that have been big goals for me that I wanted to accomplish. And so those have been critical to my own development and my own like career priorities and goals.
I love that. I love it, Jacob. I love your ambition, but I also really appreciate your focus. And as I mentioned, the ability to listen, the ability to really serve, or the desire to serve other people. And then of course, acquiring those mentors, and certainly not to overlook what you had said earlier. Even the most important thing that you have done is connecting with God and allowing God to really help guide you, and including him in every detail of your life. And as you include God, it's amazing the outcomes that happen when you realize, you know, he's not only there to help you, but will guide you and get you to where you need to be as you put forth the effort.
Yeah, totally. I think there's so many things that in life, sometimes, at least for me, I can be fearful to take the first step in, or fearful to go out of my way because I've stumbled a lot. and that has at points in my life kept me back from doing what I want to do, or mm-hmm. what I know that is going to be something in my life that could be a great outcome or a great result. I am held back from doing it because of some fears or some limitations. But I think even if we're just willing to try and, you know, stumble along the way, we'll get there. And that's been the case for me. You know, there's a quote that says life begins at the end of your comfort zone. And I really like that, because everything good that has come into my life has come into my life from doing uncomfortable things.
Oh, that is awesome, Jacob. And way to finish up the podcast with that great quote, that everything in your life that has benefited you really has come from doing those uncomfortable things. What an awesome, awesome reminder. Jacob, thank you, thank you, thank you for your insights, everything you shared. It was incredible being with you and visiting with you and learning from you. So thanks for being here, Jacob.
Thank you, Chad. This has been awesome.
Hey, have a tremendous day, everyone. Bye now.